Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Forsaking the sacred sites and reconciling with Jews is a malicious fruit of nationalism. On July 26, 2026, the interim president of Syria, Ahmed al-Sharra, gave an interview on Al Jazeera conducted by journalist Ali al-Dhafiri, Al-Muqabala program in which he discussed several local, regional, and international issues. When asked about his vision for relations with the Jewish entity in light of its aggression and violations, and whether these relations would be limited to a security agreement leading to calm or could extend to full diplomatic relations, he replied, "This depends on the success of each phase. If the security agreement succeeds in both, quote, Israel and the Syrian side adhere to all the terms of any future agreement, then this would pave the way for a second phase of talks on a comprehensive peace, but without relinquishing Syria's right to the occupied Golan Heights." When asked about his position on the establishment of a Palestinian state, his answer was that Syria supported the establishment of a Palestinian state and voted last year in favor of the Saudi campaign to recognize the state of Palestine, and that Syria is with this Arab path and the binding international agreements on the Palestinian situation. "We are not here to comment on everything published in the interview, but the duty of enjoining good and forbidding evil and advising every Muslim requires us to warn against the foundation upon which the policy of the transitional government in Damascus is built and the grave dangers that result from this for the people of Asham in general. Building political actions and answering related questions based on Qatari thinking and the idea of nationalism is in reality a return to entering the dark tunnel in which Western colonialism previously wanted us to lose our Islamic identity and abandon our responsibility before Allah for the issues of our ummah and our brothers, so that we would only care about what is within the artificial borders imposed on us by the infidel colonizer." Talking about security agreements followed by a comprehensive peace agreement with the Jewish entity and the recognition of a Palestinian state alongside which the Jewish entity that usurped our land, desecrated our sacred sites, and killed our people in Palestine, Syria, and elsewhere is certainly a malicious fruit of nationalism. That malicious seed planted by the kafir disbelieving colonizer in the minds of our children to eliminate the bond of Islam, which Allah made the bond that unites all the sons of the Islamic Ummah so that their thoughts are one, their feelings are one, and their issues are one, supporting one another and standing together against those who are not of them. Therefore, the cause of Palestine, its cleansing from the defilement of the Jews, and the liberation of the Blessed Al-Aqsa Mosque is not the responsibility of the Palestinians alone, but the responsibility of all Muslims, regardless of their ethnicity. For Palestine was conquered by the Arab Khalifa, Caliph Omar, liberated by the Kurdish leader Salah ad-Din, and preserved by the Turkish Sultan Abdulhamid II. Making the issue of Palestine a matter for the Palestinian people alone is part of a conspiracy against Palestine and its people, which the countries conspiring against us have sought for many years, until they were able in 1974 at the 7th Arab Summit Conference in Rabat to make the PLO the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people as a prelude to liquidating the issue, and we are living with the results of this decision. Collaborating with the Jewish entity from a narrow nationalistic perspective and failing to adopt a principled stance our faith compels us to take constitutes a dereliction of our divine obligation and a betrayal of all the goals, slogans, and principles championed by the people of Syria in their revolution. This approach will not deter the Jewish entity, which seeks to realize its ambitions of control, expansion, and domination. Its occupation and arrogance in southern Syria are undeniable. The struggle against this entity is inevitable and obligatory. It is an essential struggle, not a border dispute. The Jews are preparing for it, and we must awaken from our slumber and prepare for this struggle as well before it is too late. Let us be confident that our victory is a promise from Allah, and Allah will not break His promise if we are truly His servants. Let us be aware of following international agendas, especially those of America, which is the primary partner of the Jewish entity in its crimes against us. America condones the killing of our people by Jews, their occupation of our land, and their desecration of our sanctities. This includes America's recognition of the Jewish occupation of the Golan Heights and of the Quds as the capital of the Jewish state. Let us strive to be servants of Allah alone, relying on Him alone, severing ties with all others and implementing His Sharia in the shade of the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate based on the methodology of the prophethood, which rules according to what Allah has revealed and carries the banner of da'wah and jihad to liberate Al-Aqsa once again and to carry Islam as a message of guidance, mercy, and light to the whole world, and that is coming. Allah willing, and we ask Allah that it be soon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءَ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا. And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter that place of worship as they entered it the first time and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Al-Isra 7. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria.